All right. If Mary had a daughter,
she would be my granddaughter.
All right.
Now Peter had a daughter. She's my granddaughter.
All right. If she did have a daughter, she would be her little
girl.
All right.
And Trey and Glenn are her little boys. And James is Karen's little boy, except he's a baby.
All right. If a woman is going to have a baby, how would you?
She's pregnant.
All right. And if you don't have a doctor around,
you have a midwife. I was delivered by a midwife. Most of the babies throughout this country used to be delivered by a midwife 15, 16, 70 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since I've been grown, the only Negroes have used midwives for delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And they have about stopped that now.
Some more hospitals around?
There are more hospitals, and then the state government or the federal government or something has made a drive of getting them to a doctor for prenatal care. Now, the last midwives I knew of, they had to be licensed, and they had to work through the county health department. Ciola, the child's mother who was here, she used midwives until her last three pregnancies.
Mm-hmm.
She went to the clinic, and she got her prenatal care at the clinic, but she used a midwife for delivery.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see midwives come back into this area,
mm-hmm.
because it costs too much to use a doctor for a delivery now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If, say, Glenn and his father have certain features in common, how would you say that they do?
That Glenn and whom?
Glenn and his father, your son-in-law.
I'd say they resemble.
All right. If Mary has looked after her children,
mm-hmm.
or has raised them, until they're old enough to leave the house,
yeah.
How would you say that, what would you say she has done to them?
I'd say that she has reared them.
Mm-hmm. All right. If Glenn has been bad or something, what usually happens?
He gets the most of his butt I ever saw. They do not believe in sparing the rod and spoiling the child.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they do much more of it than I approve of.
Okay.
But they have good children.
Mm-hmm.
Their children are much better behaved than most people. But they have, Trey, it seems to me that they have destroyed his spirit somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
And I really crawled all over them about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they've quit being quite so tight.
Okay.
Demanding quite so much. But there, see, the two mothers-in-law, the other one thinks they're terrible, and they should be done this to.
Mm-hmm.
And it is me, I suppose. I'm too permissive. I don't know.
So when you, say if you haven't seen Glenn for maybe, or say one of your sons, you know, when they went off to school,
mm-hmm.
if you hadn't seen them in a while and they came back and they were just a lot taller,
mm-hmm.
you say, God,
you have really grown.
Mm-hmm.
I might say you have really shot up,
mm-hmm.
but I think I would say grown.
Okay.